So, let me get this straight. You guys have your first child, and then you start to have the idea of doing a first business out there on your own, together, at the same time. So, talk about walking the high wire without a net. You're walking the high wire without a net and a baby in your arms. What is that about? Roe and Co., are you guys insane?
Slightly, I would say. But, you know, for Dan and I, we talk about that, you know, we've had this dream of starting this business for so long, so many years, but it really took our CEO being born to really make it happen. So that's how we like to look at it. So Betty had to be born, CEO of Roe & Co., and then we hit the ground running.
And for those of you who don't know Leah and Dan, they're talking about Betty Pearl, the CEO in training, who is now all of how many weeks old?
She's 6 months now.
6 months? That's half a year.
I know. It's insane.
That is absolutely crazy, but very, very exciting. And not, I don't want to say it's less exciting than the business opportunity you guys are creating, but it's probably the most personally exciting. But on the professional side, boy, Roe and Co., that idea coming out on your own as a dynamic duo to offer business consulting services, that to me is extremely interesting and very daunting at the same time. So how are you approaching that? Can you give us a brief overview of what Roe & Co. is about in terms of services, products, et cetera?
Yeah, so Roe & Co., it's been a lot of different things over the past, probably say 2 years that Leah and I have been kind of discussing, you know, going on our own, kind of this entrepreneurial impulse that we've had. So what it is now, and we worked with a business coach, Chris Rudolph from Freedom Business Family Coaching, and kind of to figure out what exactly is our product. Like, what are we selling? What are we offering to someone? Like, why are they paying us to do anything for them? You know, we have a wide variety of skill sets, but what exactly is our product? And right now, we've landed on these three pillars: revenue strategy, operational efficiency, and people and culture. And really, all three of those kind of go hand in hand. And they're for any business that has this great idea, this great product, and is really trying to make it something more than it is today. You know, they're either five people and want to get to 20, or know they can reach more customers, but they just need this infrastructure issue, whether it's people or, you know, something just isn't going right, and they've identified that, and they're willing to get help on it.
Yeah, and again, working with a business coach was so important for us to figure out what actually is our product, what actually is our service, because, you know, Dan and I will sit back and be like, man, I think people will just pay to hang out with us. Like, we're fun people. We're good at what we do. We're going to make your life better. We're going to make your business better. But that's not really a good sales proposition of like, pay us money. You will have a good time and you'll make more money and you'll like your business better and your business will grow. Operational efficiency, people and culture. These are the areas that we excel at, that we love to do. And, you know, we team up with visionary business owners who need to be the visionary, who need to be the CEO. They need to take their time to strategize, to figure out where the company is going, to lead their team, to inspire their team, to engage their team. And so we help in those other areas so that they can focus on what they were built to do.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. And I really applaud you for doing exactly that, because on the creative side of the fence, one of the challenges I've always dealt with businesses is that they think their product is one thing, but the people they actually sell to are actually buying something else altogether. Because your product is actually their need. So what you want to do is understand their need, but not only what they say their need is, but also understand what their real need is. For example, someone might say that I'm having some problems with X, and with a little bit of digging, you figure out that no, X is a problem, but it's only a symptom. The cause is Y. So what you want to do is focus on that why. So is that what you kind of bring to the table, is that outsider's eye, that outsider's ear, and that outsider's brain to be able to focus on such issues and then not only identify the issues, but come up with the solutions to handle those challenges?
Absolutely. So a lot of the work we do is in people and culture. And in that area, we want to make sure that we're helping our clients to have the right people in the right role doing the right work. And so we encounter so many companies that say, well, I need to hire these four positions. And we don't just take that at face value. We say, why? What is the work that these people need to be doing? And then we look into it. And a lot of times it's, you know what, you actually are just throwing people at problems. this is a systemic issue. Let's figure this issue out. And that actually reduces all this work that you think needs to be done, because this is a broken process. So you don't need to hire somebody and spend that money, because salary is usually the biggest expense at companies. You don't need to spend that money for someone who's doing work that's actually providing no value to your company. So we really look at the business holistically and figure out what are the right things that need to be done. And yeah, and so we tackle it from that perspective.
Well, and that makes a ton of sense, and actually is your big value proposition to companies that, hey, instead of paying, let's just pick a number, $60,000 to get a new head in your shop, and by 60, I'm including things like healthcare and all the benefits, why don't you spend a fraction of that to work with you and the people that you associate with to actually solve the problem so you can move forward as a business?
Absolutely. And one of the clients we work with, what we're working with them on right now is, I love it. It totally is like the kind of work that Dan and I love to do. It's two co-founders, and they had a third partner, but now it's just the two of them. So they're kind of, you know, relaunching in a way, but just building the company. And they've realized, you know, to achieve their vision, to make the impact they want to make, they can't, they're going to stall out with just the two of them. They need to build a team. And they hired us because they want to be very intentional in how they build this team, how they build their culture. And so instead of just starting to hire people, what we're doing with them is we're doing zone of genius work. So we're figuring out, what are each of your zones of genius? What is the work that you love to do? You know, looking at all the work that needs to be done in the company, what's the work that you love to do? And then figuring out what work needs to be done that's not in your zone of genius. And let's hire people for those roles. Let's hire people, or let's hire contractors, or let's find tools to automate. So it's not even just making sure that the right work's being done. It's that the right people are doing the right work, the work that lights them up and that puts them in a state of flow. And then we hire people to do that other work that's in those people's zone of genius.
Well, that makes a ton of sense. And before we go too far, I want to say that I'm talking with Leah Rowe and Dan Rowe, the Rowes of Rowe & Co. The only Rowe we're not talking with right now is Betty Pearl, the CEO in training, the six-month-old beautiful girl, their very first child. And every time I mention her name, I see Leah's face just go neon smile, because yeah, anyone who's ever had a first child knows that, oh my gosh, I thought I knew what life was. Now I know what life was. Life is.
You know, Betty Pearl is just a badass. Like, she's just the most badass little girl in the entire world. And Dan and I just dig her. Like, we just dig hanging out with that baby.
Yeah.
You know, and that's another piece of starting this business, is we realize the life that we want to create for us and for our baby. And Dan and I are so big on intentionally creating the life that is best for us. And yeah, so every day, you know, building this business, we are doing it intentionally in a way. And that at the root of everything we do, we ask ourselves, what can we do to create this life that we want for us and our baby?
Yeah. Well, and so many nonfiction branders are actively doing that, or certainly in the back of their minds that they'd love to move to the front of their minds. That's exactly what they want to do. They want to take control of their lives. They want to take control of their brands. They want to take control of their value and trumpet it appropriately to the world the most effective ways possible. And that's what Nonfiction Brandversity is all about. See how I always bring everything back to nonfiction branding and the Nonfiction Brandversity group, which is free, by the way, on Facebook. And you're invited to join simply by asking. All you have to do is ask and you're in. I do also want to talk about the fact that we've got the Rowes, who are located in Madison, Wisconsin, which is not all that far from me. And normally they'd be here in my basement studio doing the podcast. But today it's 0 degrees Fahrenheit and there's a good quarter inch of ice everywhere throughout the entire area. So rather than take the chance and drive 30 miles, 24 miles or something to get to my house, we decided to do this remotely. And the funny thing that I'm really enjoying is the fact that I know your office space. So they have desks literally, I would say, 6 feet apart, maybe even less. And Leah's at her computer, Dan's at his computer. And if you hear audio differences between the two, it's because Dan has a super swanky headset microphone and Leah's using her MacBook Pro's internal microphone. So, she's using AirPods. I take that back. Apple AirPods. So we've got AirPods for Leah. We've got is that a Plantronics headset with the Danster?
It is.
And I'm using my XLR. It's a, I don't know, it's a Shure Beta something microphone into right into my computer. So that's a little bit of meta about the podcast.
For all this, DP.
Say that again?
Do you get affiliate revenue for all these?
You know, I'm waiting for that, but I think the affiliate revenue can only happen when I have an audience. So we got to build that audience before any of that filthy lucre starts coming my way. This episode of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast is brought to you by Nonfiction Brandversity. It's a free Facebook group dedicated to the art and craft of personal branding, and we'd like to invite you. Just search Nonfiction Brandversity on Facebook and ask to join. You're in, guaranteed. I can't wait to see you on campus. This whole episode, I'd like to focus on Rowan Co., but I do want to tease the next episode, which is coming next week, about another iron that is in Leah's fire. And I'm just going to give you the name to kind of whet your appetite, and that it's called Your Maternity Leave Coach. Huh. What's that about? We're going to talk about that next week. But for now, we're focusing on Rowan Co. So, Dan, specifically your role within the company, I know enough about you guys to know that Leah is this, I think of the movie Up, which is all based on those balloons that attach to the house. I see Leah as this holder of thousands of balloons. And at any time, she's about to lift off ground. And then I see Dan, you're the guy who runs up and grabs her feet and holds her down and brings her back down to the ground so that you can get a handle on all the things that Leah wants to do. Is this an apt comparison or an appropriate description of your role within Rowan Co.?
It actually is, you know. So it was funny, the other day Leah actually asked me to be her talent manager.
Oh, Lordy.
So accurate on what exactly is happening here. I mean, Leah has so much potential and desire to do so many great things, but, you know, it's hard to do on your own. And I'm sure you can relate, DP, is you have these great ideas, and then you got to put infrastructure behind. You got to learn how to use Facebook Live. You got to learn how to use Zoom. There's all these things to actually deploy it. You know, and especially in this digital age, and it actually lights me up to help and to figure out how we're actually going to make this happen. You know, Leah's talking a million miles per hour with these great ideas, and I'm just trying to keep up and be like, okay, well, I see what you're trying to do. Like, how can I support that? How can I, you know, make it happen? And then sometimes pull her back and be like, hey, you know, you could only stay 100 steps ahead of me, you know, and that's pretty much my role. You know, in the Rowan Co. side, I am the more accounting, financial-minded person. Leah's the more people person. So we work really well in that tandem, but operationally, you know, Leah's got great ideas. She's got the business development. And I'm just like, how do we actually keep our work-life balance and make this happen as a company?
If you ever grow out that kind of practice area for your business, let me know, because I know somebody else who could use your services and he looks exactly like me. But Leah, you were about to say something. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think it's really funny. You know, I did ask the other day. I was like, can you be my talent manager? Because DP, you and I was a theater kid. You know, we are former theatrical people. And there's a part of me that's always wanted to be the talent. I've always wanted to be the one on stage. But you need support in order to actually excel. And so I told Dan, I go, because, you know, we'll go to meetings and I'll talk about these different things and I'll do this coaching. And Dan's like, you killed it in there. You were so great. And I'll look at him and be like, yeah. And that was my zone of genius. And it was just like flowing and it was so great. Like, how do we make this, like, how do we profit off that? What can we do to like make that into a revenue stream? How can I make my impact bigger? How can I talk about that on a bigger scale, on a bigger stage to help more people? And so what Dan and I have come to this week is like, I told Dan, I go, you know, now I see myself, because we were like, we're consultants, but we don't love that word. So it's like, I was looking internally like, what do I do? Who am I? And I am a coach. I am a life coach. I am a business coach. I coach. And then Dan, what we came up with is he is a builder. He is a builder of business. He is a builder of any insane idea I come up with. And he's a builder of furniture. He's a master woodworker. So it's like we really settled into it, feel so good, you know, in this, you know who you are so you can be it. I am a coach. He is a builder. And together, like, that's how we come together and create what we're creating.
Kaboom. Not only did you parrot my favorite pet phrase, my bumper sticker, know who you are so you can be it, but you understood what it's really about, which is you now have clearly identified your roles within this business. And guess what? They're entirely complementary. You know, they work together and they play to your skill sets. Oh, I'm so jealous because, Leah, we have an affinity because, I don't know, maybe we're the same person but different genders or something like that.
I think so. Yeah,
you know, so. But I'll be honest with everybody listening. I'm chugging through exactly what you talked about. Learning how to master Zoom, how to master WordPress, how to master chat rooms and live stuff. I'm thinking about getting into message bots, although I'm not so sure that's good for my brand because my brand is face-to-face, person-to-person, human-to-human. I call it carbon-based social media because it can't go silicon, because once it does, it loses that which is me. The fact that you guys have done the work, and by the way, it was work, to focus on yourselves, not only in isolation, but as a couple, as partners, to identify, I mean, the fact that you came all the way down to a single word, coach and builder, boom, that's huge. Now you have a founding lens through which to look at life, you know, and every decision, you can say, I love the idea, the builder in me is having problems figuring out how we're going to do it, or I love the fact that it's built really well, but it doesn't feel true to the essence of me, the coach. So an example is exactly what I just said about myself. The idea of doing a message bot on Facebook just doesn't feel right for me. It'd be an incredible force multiplier. You know, instead of me just one person, I could have this bot that answers questions, that engages people, and then turns it into a potential conversion or contact for me. But I don't think that's right for me. And that's cool because I've done the work on myself to understand that, nope, other people are going to go all programmatic. I'm going to be old school to my detriment, maybe.
And that's your brand. And you're living on brand. You're knowing who you are so you can be it.
That's right, sister. Hey, and by the way,
that phrase literally. Okay, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I just want to point out that there is some merch available on Amazon that says that very thing. There are now Know Who You Are So You Can Be It t-shirts available on Amazon, and they are primable. So go out there. They're high quality t-shirts. They're fun, etc. Enough of that. Moving on. How cool that you guys have done the work to define yourselves that way. Before you figured out that coach builder dichotomy or complementary thing, did you find yourselves kind of floundering around a little bit or trying to what I call wrestle jello, where you think you got a hold on it and then it squishes out under you? And I mean, obviously you guys are incredibly capable. You could do literally anything, but if you do everything, you're really not doing anything. You need to specialize. You need to niche yourself appropriately. Before you came up with that coach builder mindset for each other, did you have any problems kind of honing in on what you call your zone of genius?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Dan, do you want to speak to it?
Yeah, it looks like Dan has some thoughts on this issue.
Well, so Lee and I were really intentional. We had all these whiteboards all over our office and really intentional on, like, what do we want to accomplish in the next, you know, year? And then we rolled down to quarter, month, and, you know, week. And, you know, I think it's a blessing and a curse that we can do anything. I think we're really gifted. We have a lot of knowledge, but we went back and revisited that stuff this week. And we're like, you know, we're really not going in the direction that we want to go. Like, none of this stuff feels right. And that was before we came up with this builder coach kind of tandem. You know, this was stuff we kind of wrote down like a month ago, and it's all good stuff. It would make us a great living, but it's just like, it didn't feel right. You know, and it was just fun to just cross it all off and like, let's just start over, you know, with the information we have available today.
I got to tell you, the most powerful word in the English language is no. No, I'm not going to do that. No, that's not me. No, I'm sorry. I can't take you on because I've done enough research to know that you are a pain in the butt client who's going to make my life miserable. Or you're going to look at my invoices, think they're too high, and constantly make me feel bad for charging what I know I'm worth. No, I'm not going to do that. Why? because I say yes to who I am as I've identified it and as I've responded to the market appropriately. Because let's face it, you can be yes, it's my way or the highway. And if the market is telling you, no, people aren't digging you that much, you need to make some changes. But if the market is, yeah, we love you. Yes, we come out of your talk energized. Yes, we love the work that you've done for us. Yes, yes, yes. If you're getting all those yeses, guess what? You get to say no to the stuff that doesn't align with the yeses.
Yeah. And I would say also for Dan and I in coming up with this, we have worked hard over the past, I mean, Dan, how long have we been together? 8 years? 9 years?
9 years. Yeah, almost 10.
Almost 9 years. And we met at work. And we, gosh, within months of dating, we knew one day we wanted to start a business together. We just knew that that was a someday goal. No idea what we wanted to do, but knew at some time Dan and I were going to start a business. And so knowing that, we've been working over the years to gain experience, try new things, but also have been saving. You know, we've been saving money to be able to take a risk, to take a leap and do this. We did not expect to do it right after we had a baby, but the timing was just right. So we are CPAs. So money is always a thought in our mind, but we committed to ourselves this year. Let's give ourselves a year to just try and figure out exactly like what we want, what lights us up, and let's go for it. And if a year from now, we've totally failed, let's look back and be like, that was the most fun we have ever had in our entire lives, and we would do it again. And so by doing that, it almost has allowed us to be like, there are no rules. There are no rules for anything. And so we had originally been like, okay, you be in charge of sales and marketing. You be in charge of finance and accounting and like these like business roles. And it just felt so not us. And so that's like, you know, being like, there are no rules. Take that off the table. And that's really where I feel like coach, builder has like now come, because we're just like, let's make this the best year ever. Let's have a ton of fun. Let's break all the rules. There are no rules. What feels right and true to us.
I want to underline for listeners, did you hear how Leah used the coach, builder ideas and concepts in that last sentence? By defining themselves clearly in their personal sweet spots, they have made it very easy to, one, respect each other's strengths, because let me tell you, as a couple, you've got to understand that you're not the same person. You're an entity together, but you're also an entity made up of two individuals. Supporting that other individual in your relationship in a way that feeds them energy and love and all that can only happen when you understand things like, you know what? You're better with money than I am. You're the finance person. I trust you and honor you to do that. I'm the one who does this stuff over here. And consequently, you're not stepping on each other's egos all the time. And I'll tell you this little secret from the guy who's been married close to 23 years. That's how you stay married. And that's the biggest challenge in your life and also the biggest benefit you can ever have as well. So we're coming up on about the end of this podcast. So I just want to end up by saying that next week we're going to be talking specifically about Leah's soul hustle, not a side hustle.
No, it's both of ours. It's both of ours. Dan and I are equal partners in it.
Well, I'm going to find out all about this because literally I only heard of it last night via text when Leah sent me a text saying, hey, by the way, I want to talk about this. So that's all I know about it. The name of the site is Your Maternity Leave Coach. So we're going to talk about that in next week's episode. I also want to remind people that you can join the Nonfiction Brandversity Facebook group at any time for free. All you have to do is search Nonfiction Brandversity, ask to join the group, and you're in guaranteed. I want to thank you again for listening to the Nonfiction Brand Podcast. I'm DP Knutton, and they are
Leah Rowe,
Dan Rowe
of Rowe & Co. here in Dane County, Wisconsin, USA. Let's try that one more time. Dan, can you get your line right? It's just your name. All right. So once again, I want to thank you again for listening to the Nonfiction Brand Podcast. I'm DP Knutton, and they are
Leah Rowe
and Dan Rowe of Rowe & Co.
here in Dane County, Wisconsin, USA. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.